Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 144, How to Take Action Consistently, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy with 1,000 DVDs alphabetically ordered. Not great for minimalism, and I'm seriously considering getting rid of it all, especially since Netflix exists. Anyway, I'm back today with a post from Steve Pavlina on taking action, which is a struggle that I've heard from you about, so I really hope this is helpful in your day-to-day life. But before we get into it, I would like to mention that this podcast and Optimal Finance Daily lose a few hundred dollars every month because of website and podcast hosting costs. So if you'd like to become a patron of the show to help keep it going, you can do that at oldpodcast.com. I'll be super grateful, and you'll definitely hear back from me personally if you do. So once again, if you'd like to contribute any amount you like, one time or even a certain amount monthly, you can do that through oldpodcast.com, and anything will go a long way to keep both podcasts alive and well. And that's that. Let's get this show on the road and start optimizing your life. How to Take Action Consistently, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. With respect to goals, projects, and other to-do items, it's easy to get stuck too long in the thinking and planning phase. You can sit around writing and rewriting your goals, delving into your subconscious mind, working through emotional blocks, summoning the power of Thor, whatever. But if you don't eventually get into action, you're wasting your time. How can you get into a sustainable mode of direct action without feeling like you have to torture yourself to get moving? What can you do to cross the barrier between merely thinking about what you want and actually making it happen with your own two hands? Here's a simple technique I use. This has worked very well for me when I've applied it. It usually takes only 5 to 10 minutes. Thought waves. Imagine your thoughts as energy waves that radiate out into the cosmos and then reflect back to you. If your thoughts are chaotic, the waves will interfere with each other, so you probably won't even notice them. But if you put a lot of energy into a single coherent thought, the reflected wave will be strong enough that you'll feel it in your body. At this point, you can actually quote-unquote surf the wave. When you're surfing your own reflected thought waves, you're in a state of direct action, but it feels effortless. Instead of pushing yourself to act, you're riding a wave of energy that is actually pushing you. It isn't difficult to create a strong thought wave and then ride it. You do this all the time whenever a powerful thought takes hold of you. For example, when you become really angry, it can be harder to stop yourself than to ride that anger into action. Or when you get a song stuck in your head, you may have a hard time preventing yourself from singing it out loud. You can also create these thought waves consciously and deliberately. Then you can ride their energy to complete many tasks very quickly. You'll enjoy it too. How to create and ride thought waves. Sit quietly in a place where you won't be distracted. Take a few deep breaths to clear your mind. Now identify whatever goal you'd like to work on. Maybe it's something simple like organizing your workspace or writing a school paper. Or it could be something more complicated like creating a website for a new online business, moving to a new city, or doubling your income. All you need is a clear, specific, measurable goal, but you don't need a plan of action at this point. Now just sit and think about what you want. Imagine this goal becoming real. Let yourself daydream, but try to stay conscious as you do it. Explore the goal in your mind. Think about it actually happening, but don't physically try to do anything yourself yet. For example, if your goal is to switch to a new career, then imagine yourself in that new career right now. Think about what it'd be like to actually do that kind of work. Picture yourself doing the work and enjoying it. See the people you're working with and hold imaginary conversations with them. Usually within 5 to 10 minutes, these positive thoughts build up so much energy in my body that I'm itching to do something. At first, it feels good just to think about the goal, but eventually I start to feel a tension to get into motion. I can feel the thought energy reflecting back to me. Now it's time to pull out the virtual surfboard and catch the wave. This is essentially a process of arousal. If you think about sex for a little while, your body will physically respond. Blood will flow to different body parts, for example. If you hold those thoughts long enough, you'll start feeling a compulsion to act on those feelings. Maybe you'll have to take care of yourself or go jump your partner. You can create a similar type of arousal when fantasizing about your goals. Within a few minutes, you should be noticing different physical sensations in your body if your goal is attractive enough to you. Extra blood may even flow to your brain and muscles, preparing you for action. Once you start feeling that positive tension in your body, stop and ask yourself this question: what can I do right now to make this goal a reality? As you ask this question, hold the expectation that the answer will be something simple that can be done in 30 minutes or less. Whatever reasonable answer pops in your head, accept it and act on it immediately. At this point, you should find it very easy to take action. It'd be harder to procrastinate. Do you procrastinate on sex when you're physically aroused? Now you've caught the energy wave. The next trick is to ride it as far as you can before it eventually dissipates. Get that simple task done as quickly as you can. Sometimes you'll flow effortlessly into another task, but if you don't know what to do next, that's no problem. Just stop again and ask yourself, what can I do right now to make this goal a reality? Accept whatever idea comes to you next and get it done. Keep repeating this question and taking action for as long as you can. I'll usually go about 2 to 4 hours without a break, sometimes much longer. In this state, I can quickly plow through many different tasks. It feels good too. It may take a little practice to build up the energy in your body and then release it gradually. Your ability to use this technique will surely improve over time. I often use this process when writing new articles. I focus on the goal, swirl it around in my mind, and build up the energy for a few minutes. Then when I can't remain still any longer, I ride the resulting wave and let my fingers start typing. Give this simple technique a try and allow your own thought waves to drive you into action. You just listened to the post titled "How to Take Action Consistently" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. I thought that was a unique take on it, and I know it's something many of us struggle with, me included, so hopefully that helped. And once again, because there aren't any ads on this show, it currently loses a good amount of money every month so that I can keep hosting all the sound files and the website separately, plus the mailing list and equipment. So if you'd like to help keep it going, you can become a patron of the show by contributing any amount you like over on my site, oldpodcast.com. Anything and everything helps, and I'd really like to keep this going for as long as possible. I'd love to hit that 1 year mark, which is still 7 months away, and that equates to at least a couple $1,000s in expenses. So again, if you can help out, please visit oldpodcast.com, and there's a little be a patron image where you can help. And that's it for today. Tomorrow's an interesting post from Ben Greenfield on skin health for our weekly Wellness Wednesday edition. So I'll catch you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.